My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You feel good after the brownie?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I was worried that consuming that so early in the morning would put me down and out. It is not.
Real quick, Twitter reactions brought to you by Schaubin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Then I'm going to get to Aditi. Curl Jam on Twitter. Paul Dolan has not done the best he could. Come on, Ken. Stop defending the indefensible. DiBiaseo does deserve a championship, though. Out of that, I say, yeah, just wait until the next owner officially takes over the Guardians and runs the team like an organization, or runs the team like a business, like they do in every other market. The only other market where it's been a little bit different, Detroit's a bigger city than it's given credit for, was sadly when Mike Ilitch was on the deathbed. So that's a morbid thing to think about, but it's the truth. Like the day that David Blitzer takes over, I'm sure there will be a lot of people, hooray, yeah, and I'm going to go, yeah, he's gonna run it like a business. And they will hopefully they'll operate the same. That would be a good thing. Aditi Kekabwala joins us right now. She's one of the best in the business. CBS Sports. Hello, Aditi.
Good morning. What kind of brownies exactly are you consuming?
We thought they might be pot brownies. We thought they might be LSD brownies. We didn't know. Mitch made brownies. They were pretty good.
Well, how do you know that there wasn't a foreign substance of some sort in them?
I had them at 6 o'clock, and nothing has happened to me since, so I imagine there was nothing in them that would be changing my rods and cones here.
That shows a lot of trust in Mitch, doesn't it?
Apparently. Yeah, I mean, I was willing to mix it up for the show, see how fun we could get. I mean, if I was on an LSD trip right now, I mean, that'd be a pretty entertaining radio show. Aditi Kekabwala joining us here on the show.
Not that you know anything about that, right? Aren't you supposed to offer this disclaimer?
Honestly, of all the things that I have done, I never did that. And then I saw the episode of Mad Men where Roger Sterling did it. I go, you know what? Maybe after the boys graduate high school, maybe Liz and I can go on a trip.
Yeah, not me. I don't get that. I don't even get like the Aaron Rodgers Costa Rica in a dark cabin thing. I like control.
Well, that's supposed to make you sick. Didn't what in ayahuasca is supposed to make you gag? Like, I don't know if that's really good stuff.
But are you really aware that you're gagging if you're on a trip while you're gagging?
That I don't know. The closest thing I've ever had to it was Homer Simpson and Johnny Cash and the Guatemalan insanity peppers. Anyway, Aditi, people think it's pure insanity that Deshaun Watson would be upset with what's being said about him. Jason Lloyd has caused quite a stir. And I respect Jason, and I like Jason, but he had an article in the Athletic yesterday that came out that said, you know, he's playing the victim, Deshaun Watson is this, that, and the other. Lyman and I took his comments, Deshaun's comments on Friday, differently. I think he was kind of responding to the criticisms he's had recently as a quarterback, where a lot of the power rankings by the media brethren have him near the bottom of the list.
Okay, well, you know, one of the most common sayings in football is that a key ability is availability.
Mm-hmm.
And Deshaun Watson just hasn't played a lot of games in the last few years. And he has not been available 2 years ago because of the suspension and last year because of the variety of injuries. So I didn't quite take it as that. I think the word BS, I don't even know if you're allowed to actually say that on the radio.
Are you're you okay. Go ahead.
I don't think you're allowed to.
Well, let's not
I
make
mean,
a big show.
You can say the initials, but you can't actually say the word that was said, can
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but if you keep doing it, I'm going to have to dump somebody, and I don't want to do that.
There you go.
I don't want to do that.
In any case, I think the phrasing that way is what turned people off to some degree.
I think it turned off media members to some degree. I do. And that's okay. I mean, I'm allowed to disagree with my media brethren on that. Like, I was just not affected that he cussed.
No. It's because the general feeling is that the last few years, the things that he has dealt with that have been the biggest cloud over his head or the biggest weight on his shoulder or whatever you want to call it, is not that somebody's ranking him or what his power ranking is as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any athlete worth his salt shouldn't care what anybody like that says anyway. You go out on the field and you prove it on the field. That's what matters. It's what your GM and your teammates and your head coach think of you, not what some outside bloggers think of you or outside reporters think of you. So when he is referencing BS, it is very natural to think, okay, are these all these other very, very significant things that he has dealt with? And then terming those things, significant being, or dealt with as in the way that he's phrasing it, the accusations, the charges, the lawsuits, the suspension, the censuring by the league, all of that, is he phrasing all of that as BS?
Yeah, Aditi, one of the things that we really wanted to try to explore, which I get it, it's really hard. We're speculating. We don't know. I can only look at body language. I can only look at, you know, how comfortable somebody looks when they're talking to, say, the media. And then when their play falls off, is confidence. And I just don't think he's the same confident guy with the same swagger that he was in Houston. So
He hasn't played and he hasn't won.
So,
you know, the first time we thought we were going to see, okay, this is the Deshaun Watson that got all this guaranteed money. This is the Deshaun Watson that's supposed to be one of the top five most talented quarterbacks in the league, was that Baltimore Ravens game, and then that was it. He had to shut it down after that. Mm-hmm. You know, confidence comes from your internal belief in yourself, but in athletics, confidence also comes from performance. And confidence also comes from results. And he hasn't had those results, and he hasn't had that performance in a fair bit of time. So I think it's very valid to say, okay, where is that confidence? Do you not?
No,
I mean, you guys are like saying, like, isn't that fair?
I thought Tone was going to take it away with the question.
No,
the
I mean, I...
No, but isn't that fair? Isn't that fair, Lima?
Yeah, like it's absolutely fair. But the problem is that we're all dealing with is we traded away a quarterback that almost never really lacked confidence and now has gone to another place, and they're talking about how he's a changed, how he's a matured player who finally found a perfect situation in Tampa. He won a playoff game last year. And the guy that we traded everything for and we gave all the money to, and he kind of has a hold over this position. There's certainly no competition for Deshaun Watson. He looks like he's dealing with confidence issues, and that's tough for fans to stomach right now.
Well, this is the same thing, guys, that we've been talking about for a few years, ever since Deshaun Watson was signed. Success is going to take care of all of these things. Success is going to take care of whatever he feels the BS is. Success is going to take care of the narratives that dog him. Success is going to take care of the confidence issues. We've seen it over and over and over again in the game of football, whether it's right or wrong. Winning cures a lot of ills. And so you can do a lot of things on the practice field right now and hope that that gives you some confidence. But until you do it week one against the Cowboys, it's really not going to count for much. And these things can turn on a dime too. You know, it's funny. So my crew this year, week two, we already know we have the Steelers at the Broncos. And the interesting sidelight to that is that the Steelers' new quarterback is Russell Wilson, who, of course, as you know, was with the Broncos last year, and he and Sean Payton were supposed to have revived things. Last year, my crew had Washington at the Broncos week two, and I literally was reading my notes from our production meetings, what Sean Payton said about Russell Wilson, what Russell Wilson said about Sean Payton, how Russell Wilson told us, literally week two last year, he told us that Sean Payton had breathed new life into him just because of the faith and belief that he'd had in him. Sean Payton was talking about how much he loved Russell Wilson, how this guy had had a pound of flesh taken out of him and he'd handled it fantastic, that he would have never taken this job.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Job if he didn't feel that he had a quarterback in place. He was as bullish as could be. We all know what happened to that relationship. My point in saying all of this is that week two, it was still talk. It was talk. So whatever we're doing right now, it's talk. Mm-hmm. It's just talk. Let's get out there and play some games, and then we actually can see what is this going to be. To sit here and question Deshaun Watson's confidence at this point, well, this is the time to talk. This isn't real football yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to come until the games come. So you have to sort of, I hate to say lower the bar, but you have to think about what your benchmarks are. Does it look like he's got this new offense down? Does it look like he's operating smoothly? Does it look like he's operating that huddle with confidence? Is that pretty deep ball just as pretty as it's always been? Are those rhythm and timing passes a little bit better, a little bit sharper than they were a year ago?
Well,
how is the line working around him? How are his teammates responding to him? Is there any change in the relationship after all of those weeks with the veteran who has a completely different personality in Joe Flacco? Meaning, coming both ways. Did the other players take something from Flacco that they're bringing to Watson? Was there something Watson observed from the sideline in the way that operation worked that he's bringing to the field? These are the things that you think about during camp, not does he have his swagger. We're not going to know if he has his swagger until a month into the season.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, but Aditi, couldn't you make the argument that confidence for some of these guys, it holds them back when they don't have it? So it's a chicken or the egg thing. But if you're coming into a season and there's any self-doubt, and again, I don't know.
That's fair, right? Like, this is one of my all-time favorite lines. It's Deion Sanders' line, and I use it every single day to myself on Sundays. Look good, feel good, play good. If I feel good, I know that I'm playing good. Like, great, I get it. And you fake it till you make it. All of those things. I buy it. I get it. But I don't know why we are... I'll be perfectly honest. I'll see Deshaun next week for the first time before the Packers game. I'll have the Browns for the Packers game, then I'll have them for the Vikings game, then I'll go out to Seattle with them. I can give you a much better answer 3 weeks from now, a month from now, after I've actually had some time with Deshaun. I don't feel comfortable right now sitting here and saying he does or he does not lack confidence. I haven't spent any time with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. Okay, and like, so to me, this is all talk right now, and I don't even know why we're already ascribing, unless we've seen something where we're like, gosh, this guy is lost, or gosh, this guy is doubting himself, or man, I don't like the way he's talking about himself and his ability and his opportunities. But then otherwise, we're just sort of, I don't know, it feels a little bit like we're speculating, or that we're assigning a value, assigning a trait, assigning a feeling that doesn't exist.
We have to, because the other alternative is that he's just not as good as he used to be, or his mechanics stink and he can't repair them and they've tried for 2 years. Like,
I don't understand. You're saying this after one padded practice?
No, we're saying it after two years of watching him play football and be a shred of what he was when he was in Houston, and he was one of the best QBs, young QBs in football.
I mean, I don't disagree, but again, I don't think that we've had this huge sample size the last 2 years either.
No.
I mean, look, by the time we saw him 2 years ago, he'd been sitting for how long? I mean, he'd been out of the game for a very, very, very long time. He'd sat for those 11 weeks during the season, those 11 games, 12 weeks, whatever it ended up being. That's a long time. And then last year, he was never healthy. So it's not like, and again, I'm not making excuses. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that. Am I allowed to say that? I'm just saying. I mean, maybe he doesn't have it. But I don't think that we've seen that he definitively doesn't have it. I don't think we've seen that he definitively does still have it. There's still so many question marks, but I think right now you've got a full camp. You've got a guy that says he's completely healthy. You have a new offense that is tailored, that is ostensibly tailored and suited to you more. There's no excuses. So let's see. Again, this is why you don't win Super Bowls in August. You know, like, you have to let some of these things play out.
Aditi King of Walla joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Okay, so do you think it was a good idea for Kevin Stefanski to hold on to play calling?
I think that Kevin Stefanski feels very, very strongly about his ability to call plays and how good he is at it. And he's the head coach, and that is his prerogative. And he feels strongly about it. And I think that that matters. I really do. And I know that the last few years I'm on the record having said, you know, maybe Kevin Stefanski needs to let AVP call the plays and be more of a CEO head coach. Then, you know, he brought Jim Schwartz in and he felt like he got to kind of step back and not really worry about the defense and focus a little bit more on the offense. I think he did a lot of brilliant things last year, and I think it's fair. And again, remember, I mean, again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any way, but Ken Dorsey is still new here, right? Yeah. And Ken Dorsey is not coming off the greatest success with the Bills in this last year, and things can change. You know, a few years ago, Nick Sirianni had the play calling, and a few weeks into the season, he gave them up. He gave it up to Shane Steichen. And it doesn't mean that that's not a possibility down the line. Maybe the way the operation is going, maybe the way that Ken Dorsey fits in, maybe the way, you know, things can always change. It's not as if just because Kevin Stefanski says, okay, I'm going to call the plays right now, that's that the rest of the way. But I don't have a problem with that. I think that he is the most accomplished and successful play caller on that coaching staff right now, so why not?
Aditi, I got two non-Browns questions before I let you go, okay? Real quick. One, should Mike Vrabel consider offers if coaches get fired mid-season? Not with Cleveland. I'm not saying with Cleveland. He's only a consultant here. He won't be spending all of his time here. And he's going to be a name that's talked about. Say, like, Mark McCarthy somehow gets dumped in the middle of the season. Should he accept that job in the middle of the season? Should he think about it?
Of course he should think about it, but I don't think he should be closed to accepting a job in the middle of the season. I mean, we rarely see it. When was the last time we saw a new head coach hired? Isn't it usually an interim head coach to finish out a season?
Yes.
Yeah, so the chances of that, but of course he should, and I've already said this a million times, I think Mike Vrabel is one of the smartest, soundest, best coaches in the NFL. It blew me away that he didn't have a job. It still blows me away, and in fact, I'm talking to the Pitt football team today, and he is coming up in what I am talking to the Pitt football team about. I think that the Browns should take advantage of all the time that they have with him. And if it's a whole season, it's a whole season. If it's not a whole season, then whatever. But also, hey, P.S., kudos to Kevin Stefanski. He knows Mike Vrabel is going to be a head coach next year. Mm-hmm. But instead of being all paranoid, instead of saying, oh, my gosh, I don't want him to have an inside look at my operation and how we do things, he says, I'm going to take advantage of any bright mind I can get my hands on.
30 seconds. Tua Tagovailoa or Jordan Love, which contract has the better chance to bust? 30 seconds. No.
Oh, I can't. I mean.
Oh, come on. I'm going to say Tua. See, I'll help
well,
you.
Well, I don't want to call anybody a bust. I like Tua a lot.
Who's going to fail
like
miserably?
With Mike McDaniel.
Who's going to bring shame on their families?
What?
It's gonna bring,
what'd you say?
Who's going to fail miserably and bring shame on their families?
Yeah, I'm not answering my question. Guys, how long have you known me?
Come
you
really on, think that Aditi. That's my style? No, come but on. I got to ask you.
She's got to talk on. To these guys,
okay,
Ken.
And I can choose not to answer. That's the wrong way to phrase things. Come on.
What do you mean? It's a big contract. Which one would have a better chance to bust?
I don't think either of them.
Oh, that's no fun.
I think they're both driven young men who work very hard and are paired with head coaches and offensive minds that are going to bring the best out of them.
Yeah, I think Tua's going to suck up the room.
Yeah, I don't. So there. How long do we have to come back to this?
One to
see
one.
Who is right?
You cancel me out because you're more powerful.
Near.
You get three games.
That's okay. Yeah, you get a quarter. All right.
That's it? Four games? That's all you're giving me?
I don't even give it that. I give you a half of the first game. Aditi, we thank you very much for the time. We look forward to talking to you again very, very soon.
All right. You say that all the time, and then a year goes by. But okay.
That's Bolsheviks, and you know that.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye. Aditi Kikabwala on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.